Beginning the current daven says in the kund of Yudal begin on Menav begin Tez Masla begin with the Gemara Menuda Bechulu and Bishanishal and someone who asked regarding his nether. So they're permitted to take a haircut on Chalosh Amayit, which Yishami Machshin in Yishami they asked what Mihani Lama Hitir, why these individuals are they permitted to take a haircut on Chalosh Amayit, but like Pasha, but they were negligent. Shalei Balaf Nei Amayit, why didn't they come before the Yomtim with Nei Chacham in front of the sages? Lahatol like to permit him. Whether it be the one that had a neder or because he had nidui. Shandi, Yishami answers, Shakol, Shleshim Yom Shal Nidu B'mayit. First of all, the one that had a nidui is because his 30 days of excommunication ended in the middle of Yom Tov. They need the Pachat Mishleshim Yom, where the nidui is not less than 30 days. So he couldn't come before. V'chei Mishan Ishal Chacham, so did the one who wanted to come to the Chacham to undo his neder, Mukila, they explained this to Mukish Shabbat Chalamayit when the Chacham only came to Chalamayit. Or even you could say he came Lefnei Amayit, but Lematzim by Pesach, they couldn't find the Pesach. And they only found the Chalamayit, therefore that's why it's the only thing they can take a haircut on Chalosh Amayit. Now, says Taisis, V'giluch HaRosh. Now, regarding cutting the hair on one's head, Nami also B'mayit, it's also V'ben HaChalamayit. Katam, B'gamad, G'mad, Seshalei, Kansel, Regim, Labam, the whole reason why you can't cut your beard on Chalamayit is because we don't want you to come in the state of disgrace for Yom Tov. B'en L'chol Nibu Gad Mazen, there's no greater state of disgrace than having the hair uncut. So therefore, that same reasoning would apply. But says Taisis, V'shem like koi time of Gemara, but maybe the reasoning of the Gemara of Nibu is Ela Shara is only the rest, regarding the beard. But maybe regarding the cutting of the hair on the head, actually, asim mishum malacha, maybe that would be forbidden because of malacha. And if I feel the makam einus, even if it was a situation of einus, like all the case of a mishnah. Regarding all the other hair cutting that the Gemara asked, why is it forbidden? That's a hair cutting of beautifying of like the beard. That you should have permitted because it's needed for the yomtiv of pesach malacha, although it's a malacha. But cutting all the hair of the head, asim mishum malacha, would be forbidden because of malacha. Now, Mahani, then these could go in Nazim and Tzairah, regarding Nazim and Tzairah, that Hudashari, that they are permitted to cut all the hair on their head. So that's Mishum Mitzvah. Well, the Fiza, based on that interpretation, even the situation of Mahani is one week's forbidden to cut the hair on the head on Chalamite. But Vayish Lavash, another interpretation you could say, Shanira, it seems Shamutla Galech Reshamite, that you could cut the hair on the head on Chalashamite. But then says from the beginning to say, "My kamash v'lo nazim mitzayr." Then what are we saying specifically? Nazim mitzayr permitted to cut their hair on chalamayit, but every person is allowed to when it's necessary. For sure, nazim mitzayr where they have a mitzvah to cut all the hair on their head. So Tais says, "Yeah, something you could say is the sagadadik l'asa." No, you would have actually thought that nazim mitzayr would actually be forbidden more than other cases. Why should they cut in the same? We don't want them to delay their karbanos, which they bring after they cut their hair. Kamash v'lo, that's what we're saying. That no, we're not concerned about that, and they permitted even like everyone else to cut their hair on Chalosh Amayit. Now, so it says v'imari hacha, but if we're talking about here b'shlohaylan penai davka, that specifically that as we said before, that if they didn't have an opportunity before Yom Tov, v'hu k'debayil memu gemara, as the Gemara is going to want to say that that's when they permitted because they didn't have opportunity beforehand. So then Yeshlemi could say the hachikam, that this is actually what we're saying, that the nazim etzayra ha'olim mitumah l'tahara, when they're coming out of the state of mitumah l'tahara. Davka shal not, right? It's only if they're coming out of it right now. But if they actually came out of it before Yom Tov, then they actually would be forbidden to cut their hair. So next to this masa, the beginning was the Gemara b'shar kol adam. Now all other people might have assumed, why is it forbidden for them? Which Tais explains that ava bishu malacha. Now what do you mean? Even though it's a malacha, so what's the Gemara's question? Why should it be permitted? Hayilon latir, no, we should have permitted, because ultimately it is l'tzarech hamayid. So therefore, that's the Gemara's question, why is it asr? Or you know, another part you could say, apshesh malachas asurz b'mayid, even though there are malachas that are forbidden to be done on chalamayid, shemem toileach, that there's no effort, kikim pragmatic, like commerce, b'kamakam ha'vabazeshu li'yipur, but this is that for beautifying, real lahat l'chavit mayid, it would have been appropriate to permit it for the honor of the amtim. Now, the Eshman person, those who explain the kai gelur ha'rush, that it's actually going on the cutting of the hair on the head, that's forbidden because of the effort. But mekamakam maksha, but still they asked, that even though it's a tircha, it still should have been permitted because, again, it's necessary for the amtiv. But says Tais Ben Zayin, that this doesn't lean l'fima shepirashnu ha-mishnah, we explain the mishnah, the geluch kalaresh, malacha gemura, that actually cutting their head is a bona fide malacha, and the aser therefore be forbidden, and therefore even l'tzarech hamayit, we should not have made it permitted. And therefore, obviously, the Gemara's question that why is it forbidden is specifically regarding cutting the hair on the beard and not on the head. If he only has one article of clothing, the mutl chavzei he's allowed to wash it on Chalosh Amayit. Then Tais says, "I'm beginning to say, Tais asks to take a second look and says, wait a second. How is he washing on Chalosh Amayit? If that's the case when he's washing, and Yishar B'mayid, he's going to remain on Chalamayid B'lay Chalik B'Shas Kibbutz. When he's washing, he's not going to have anything to wear. So if that's the case, then he could have washed this one article of clothing before Yamtim, and he would be that article of clothing when he's washing it then. So what's better Chalamayid than what he could have done before Yamtim? And Mechitim, if you're going to say, where he already washed before Mayid, but he has nothing else to wear, he's allowed to wash it again on Chalamayid. So then you even have two articles of clothing. Why is it specific one? Both of them get dirty. It wasn't negligent. So why is it a din in one? So it says, what you can say, the truth is, they were talking about where he washed it before the Yamtim. But it's not talking about where it got dirty. He just wants to wash it for the honor of the second days of Yamtim, the second days of Pesach. That's what differentiating if he has one or two articles of clothing. Because the dialab is techalukan. It's enough for him with two articles of clothing. One for the first days, one for the second days. So he has two, so there's no reason to wash. He has one, so that's why he's allowed to wash it again for the second days. Now, Bishami, Amr, and Bishami, they say the big de kitanim, the clothing of small children, mutl chavsimayid, that you're allowed to wash on chalamayid. Because in the karm, shem kitanim, it's recognizable, it's from children, and therefore they get dirty. And if it's kamisha in lechalkechad, same halacha, like someone only has one article of clothing that you're going to need it for the second days of Yamtim. Same thing is regarding small children. So the next test, Masl, the beginning was the Gemara, Uman, Shabd Le'aveda, Erev Regel. Regarding a professional that he lost something on Erev Yamtiv, so Pishbukoi, Jerash explains, but Uman Mibayla, the question is specifically regarding an Uman, a B'nai Eir, but other people in the city, even though they didn't have anyone else in their city to give them a haircut before Yamtiv, but on them, Le'Mibayla, there was never a question, because the B'shid doesn't, for sure, for them, it would be forbidden to cut their hair. But since there's Yishlis topic, what you could be in doubt about is Mchalab and Ishtapel. That's someone who was sick, was ill, and he got better on Yomtub. Could he take a haircut on Chalamayid? And Mucha Musakani, is it as obvious and evident as those cases which we know there is Ainis, there would be Mutter, or maybe not? Like it says, Master, begin with Zigmar Mastin, like Rabbi Yehuda. Which says, Tame, it's a wonder. Look, Mafal, like Rabbi Yehuda, why can't say he's going even like Rabbi Yehuda and Bulumaz Ainis? And you can say he went out to get food, which I feel Rabbi Yehuda might, even he agrees that it's not awesome, man. So says Vishema, but maybe keep the Ketani, since the Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Habba Chulu, which Mashmash, but Lachlik, the Mishnah is only coming to disagree with the Mishnah said, never would they didn't entertain to say that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. So next says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Illa Havacha. It's just for profit. Aye, Vahamah, but you said, near in the Yehuda Baha. Mishnah says, near the Ligah Sinan, which seemed like in the continuation of the Gemara that the Girsa should not be, but more of a Machal de Pligra Abanon. It's obvious that Rabban disagree, I feel the Mazainis, or the Girsa is Lashon, which, in other words, the Gemara could have continued and to ask that this that we say that it appears the opinion of the Rabbanan when you go out to make profit sounds like the Rabbanan are talking about even when you're just going out for sightseeing, but it only appears their opinion when you're going out to make profit. But the Rabbanan themselves are talking about even when you're going out for sightseeing. So then you could learn out from the words of Rabbi when he says it appears the words of Rabbanan when you're making profit, like we're saying the Rabbanan would disagree even when you're going out for sightseeing, and they permit to take a haircut. Now, the problem is you can't say that because this that you're saying when they're going out for sightseeing, even the Chacham agree that's going to be us. So the Rebbe says delete that Girsa because that's extra, and the Gemara's question is understood even without this Girsa. And so too says Taisis, Ubahi perikam de shchidis chulun. And the Gemara chulun, a few days of an aleph, someone lost his goats and his chickens, and he goes and he finds them slaughtered, they're forbidden to be eaten. So Rabbi says, "Nirin de Rabbi Yehuda, Shabbat Zeba Ashba." It appears the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda when you find it in the garbage, where then you presume that it's going to be Asr. So the Tosfos says, "Lo Yosin and Ba'oid." You don't have the Girsa, and also, like we said, because it's excess, and the most question is understood even without that. Therefore, there's no reason of saying that, and that's the same idea where it's an excess. Tosfos says not to have that Girsa.